Simple Pen Podcast. Pinterest for business advice that goes down smooth and easy. Here's your host, Kate All.
Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Simple Pen Podcast. I'm your host, Kate All, the owner and founder of Simple Pen Media. We are a Pinterest marketing agency. Today, we're going to be talking about the state of Pinterest ads in 2022. So we believe that Pinterest ads can be a super powerful way to level up your current marketing, but they do change often. So it's best to stay up to date on all things Pinterest ads. So in this episode, we're chatting with the Simple Pen Pinterest ads director, Erin, all about the current state of Pinterest ads in 2022 and what she thinks about how to level up your ads. And we go really deep into a full funnel experience with ads that I'd actually really never heard Erin talk in depth about. So it was really even cool for me to listen in. Before we dive into the episode, I want to let you know that we have a special free holiday ads training happening right now that you can access. You can watch it whenever, wherever. It's 20-minute video plus a checklist. The reason we created this was because people on Pinterest start their holiday searches as early as June. And yes, I realize I'm talking about this in October. But we don't want you to miss the opportunity to be seen while people are planning and shopping, which is also happening right now. So while we believe there's no one-size-fits-all way to run Pinterest ads, one thing is certain: you absolutely must be prepared, especially during the holiday season. So this free training that we have for you will help you feel confident that you've taken all the steps necessary to hit the launch button. And we want to make sure you feel as set up as possible and ready to get your products or content in front of your audience. So in the training, we cover the best timing for holiday ads, Pinterest ads strategy tips, ad design best practices and tips, and tips for nailing your holiday messaging. So you can get this for free right now by going to simplepinmedia.com/holidayads to get access to the training right away. Okay, with that, let's dive into my conversation with Erin about the state of Pinterest ads in 2022. Hey, Erin, thanks so much for joining me on the podcast today.
Hey, Kate, glad to be here again.
I know, I'm so excited. I know that the podcast listeners heard from you a couple, actually back in August, you talked about Idea Pin ads. And today we're going to be talking about the state of Pinterest ads in 2022. So to bring new listeners up to speed, what is your role here at Simple Pen Media?
Yeah, so I am the director of Pinterest ads management here at Simple Pen Media. So we manage clients, full funnel advertising on Pinterest. And we also run the Simple Pen Ad Society, which is our ads membership, where we coach and guide people through how to sort of navigate Pinterest ads for their business. It's sort of our DIY training. And then I guess I also, I forget all the things I do, right? But I also manage the design team as well, creating beautiful, clickable, convertible ads and pins for everyone on Pinterest. So
I feel like there's an acronym in that. It was like BCC, but you can't use that, right?
No,
beautiful,
I know.
Clickable, just convertible. It's awesome.
So that's, but primarily, obviously, I, run the Pinterest ads team. So that's fun for me.
Yeah. So jumping into Pinterest ads, one of the things I like to ask you, because I am obviously not in the ads department, is how do you feel about Pinterest ads in our current environment? Like, what's your general take feeling about them?
Well, Pinterest ads have been funny because we had an extreme increase in the interest of, well, not only Pinterest ads, but Pinterest in general, right? During the pandemic, sort of. And what that was everybody was at home, everyone was using Pinterest. We didn't know what was happening. and there was a lot of online shopping going on. So we really saw a lot of interest kind of peak in 2020, 2021. So now we're getting to a point where things are kind of, we're coming off of our high a little bit, and people are starting to go, okay, so that initial bump that we saw during that time may be coming down a little bit, but now it's like, how do we maintain, right? So like, how do we put everything into place, how it needs to be in place, and continue to be utilizing Pinterest ads in a way that works for each individual business? As we know, every single strategy is different depending on what you sell, what your offer is. But I think right now people are kind of coming off of that, okay, Pinterest ads were working really well. Now let's figure out how we can kind of continue and maintain this. And I, you know, I know that people are really quite interested in Pinterest ads now, because a lot of people that I work with are starting to take their ads budget from, you know, whether it be Facebook or Google or Instagram or whatever, and they're moving some of that over to Pinterest in bigger chunks than I actually expected, because their audience is on Pinterest, you know. So I think people are really excited about testing different things, seeing how their product or offer can work on Pinterest. And we've just seen some pretty cool stuff in the past year, especially coming up to the holidays now. I mean, I'm just excited because everything tends to work really well on Pinterest during the holidays. So
yes, Q4, end of Q3, all of Q4 is like really that time to shine on Pinterest and get the most out of it, which I think that's a question I get from a lot of people asking me, like, okay, what types of businesses are really a best fit for Pinterest ads? And which ones, I guess, right now do you see leveraging those ads in a really great way?
Well, I mean, in general, we all kind of know the demographic of Pinterest in general, right? We all know those kind of stats. It's like 80% are women, 30% have an income over $100,000 a year. You know, like all these kind of generalized things. 97% of searches are unbranded. You know, we kind of, that really hasn't changed very much, right? 80% of people are US moms, 1 in 2 are millennials. Like, we have all these stats in our heads that have stayed pretty consistent, right? So looking at that just as an overall thing, like who's using Pinterest regularly, who uses Pinterest to actually search for solutions, who's using Pinterest to shop regularly, you know? And so looking at that, you can pretty easily identify whether your product or offer or your brand is going to work well on Pinterest, just off of those sort of basic demographics and stats that we know, right? But in the past year or so, Pinterest has been moving a lot more into the direction of making things easy to shop, right? Shop, we have, not only do we have like catalogs, we have shopping pins, we have, I mean, we can now product tag on idea pins. There's lots of ways to actually shop on Pinterest, and it's just going to move forward more so in that direction. So, you know, all of these things kind of together, if you have a physical product, if you're a product seller and your ideal audience falls under these sort of statistics or these metrics or these categories or whatever, Pinterest is the place for you. There's no doubt about it. And I have yet to really find like a niche that doesn't work well on Pinterest. I mean, some are smaller audiences, but that doesn't mean that Pinterest won't work well, you know? So it's just really doing your sort of research in the beginning and trying to identify everything you can prior to spending money on ads to see, hey, are my people on Pinterest and are they spending money?
Right. So looking like from the outside in, what I see is that I hear a lot about different types of ads, different types of campaigns. And you talked in August about idea pin ads and starting to test those. What would you say are the types of ads that you think are working best right now and that are getting people a good ROI or ROAS on, you know, their investment.
So as we get used to, there's all these platforms and we all use them, right? And it's like TikTok with the videos, and then we have Instagram with the reels, and then kind of like a combination of reels and stories and, you know, all these things, right? Well, Pinterest from the very beginning has always been this visual platform where you can search, obviously, but also we've always known, if you're an old school user or new user, you know, you see an image and you can click on it, right? So that's kind of how Pinterest works and how people are used to using it. You click on it, it takes you to whatever website, or it takes you, you know, to find that recipe or to, you know, shop for those pants or whatever it is. Then they introduced video and then idea ads and all sorts of things, right? What we're still seeing, though, no matter what kind of business you are, no matter what type of campaign you're running, we still tend to see, on average, that static ads still convert better. They're just old school. They're sort of like the tried and true, right? But we have been doing a lot of testing on video, carousel, idea ads, things like that. So what we're sort of noticing is video works really well on the sort of brand awareness, sort of top of funnel. When you're not necessarily getting them to take a particular action, but you just want them to get to know you, video can work really well for that. But again, video is being watched on Pinterest by people, but they're not really necessarily used to clicking, because when you watch video on other platforms, you're not clicking, right? So they kind of take that from other platforms and they just watch a video and they don't necessarily click on it. So video is better, I think, on the brand awareness level. The other place we see sort of video work is in retargeting. So like, let's say I've already bought this particular bottle of perfume from this one company and I'm being retargeted on Pinterest, and there's some awesome video of some woman and she's like spraying herself with this new scent, and basically like everyone in the world is flocking to her, right? I'm going to look at that and I'm going to be like, oh yeah, cool. They have a new scent out. I've already bought from this company. I already like know them, and I'm going to click on this ad. So I think like video works on it as kind of like the top of the funnel and then the bottom of the funnel. That's what we're noticing. And then sort of at the consideration level, which is sort of middle of funnel, we are seeing that carousel ads can work quite well depending on what your offer is. And that's kind of where I'm finding the idea ads landing. So when you look at middle funnel as, hey, consider my solution, or consider my product as a solution to your problem, or consider us as the company you go with, right? Or maybe like leads or something like that. In that case, those types of, because consideration, when you do consideration, it's cost per click. So you're really only paying for people who are taking that extra like step to be interested, right? But when you are using those types of ads in the bottom of the funnel to directly get conversions, you're paying more for it and they don't convert as well. And that's from what we've been testing. That's what we're noticing. So I'll just kind of like recap on that real quick. Video we see work well with that top of funnel brand awareness. Then we see it work on the bottom of funnel for conversions. And that sort of middle, the driving consideration where when people are starting to make their decisions, we typically stick with static ads or we do carousel sort of ads in that section. But so different ads work well for different reasons. But I would say like if you were to actually have to number like 1, 2, 3, which works the best, I would say overall static ads are still performing better.
Okay. So I love how you broke that down, because I think a lot of people going into ads don't see it as that. They don't break it down into top, middle, and bottom and how you're engaging with people. It's like, we just have this high level idea of ads and we're just going to throw a bunch of money at it and hope that people buy. But what you're saying is that Pinterest gives us these different options that really help move the person through the journey so that they can really come to that deciding point. It's the same as our Simple Pin framework, you know, inspire, inform, and decide. And I love that, you know, like ads, I think it's really easy. I would say for somebody like me, it's really easy to look and say two things. One, I know I need to be doing ads, which we are doing ads, but I'm saying as a person who, you know, before we start them. And then number two, I have to figure them out. And it's oftentimes, and tell me if you would agree with this, you see a lot of people in the ad society and how they're working through ads. But would you say most of them just approach it with that, either go straight to the decision or that very top, like, look at me, look at me. What would you say that people, when they first approach ads, where are they landing in that top, middle, bottom as to where they try starting?
Well, that's a great question, because this is the hardest part of my job. So trying to explain to people who want to and who are ready to invest in ads, right? So it's like they've already made that decision, we're investing in ads. But then it's like trying to explain, hey, I know you want to make your money back right away. I get that. I totally understand that. But in order to get to that place, you have to take some steps, right? So people want to just start right at like bottom funnel action, like get conversions. People are actually taking action, right? Because people will say, well, what do you expect my return on ad spend to be in the first month? And it's like, well, hold on there a minute, you know? Because in order to find those people who will take action, who will convert, we have to meet them a lot sooner than that, you know? So we can't just go in. And yes, if you already have an email list or you already have a lot of website visitors or something like that, you can do that. But we also have to nurture the funnel on Pinterest itself, or else that sort of retargeting, that conversion bottom of funnel won't last long. It's only going to last as long as however many people you're sending my way. So let's say you say, I have an email list of 5,000 people. Can we retarget? Sure, we can retarget them. But then once you've retargeted them, we're done, you know? So you have to really nurture top, middle in order to get that bottom. So I think that's the hardest part for me, is when people want to come in and get a return right away. That's not exactly how Pinterest works. And what we know is that we have to reach pinners when they're like getting inspiration, when they're open to like that decision making, and then when they're ready to take the action. So we have to meet them at every single place. So oftentimes, like, not everyone has the budget to do full funnel, and I totally get that. So what we try to do is we try to say, okay, if we have to take that very top layer of brand awareness off, you know, we realize not everyone is like a Target or a Walmart or something like that. So if we can remove that sort of top of funnel, we can start sort of mid funnel by trying to get people to consider this particular brand or business for whatever solution they have or whatever offer they have. So it can be done. And we've seen amazing results when we've done the full funnel, but it takes a little bit of time to get there. The biggest mistake that people make is not giving it enough time and saying, I'm not seeing a return soon enough, so Pinterest doesn't work for me. And that is not the case at all. What we see is, you know, about 4 to 6 months of really investing in Pinterest is when you will know whether Pinterest is working for you or not.
some people are like 4 to 6 months, like what? But truthfully, like, I mean, when you look at most things, besides, I think Facebook ads and maybe Instagram ads have set us up for this unrealistic expectation a little bit, right? Because they tend to optimize so quickly. Whereas, you know, a lot of other things don't. I was listening to a stat the other day that said it takes 18 to 23 months for a person who's just started out as a content creator to make enough money for them to potentially hire like a part-time person or even to start making money to live, right? Like 18 to 23 months of investment into a business before you actually start making money. And it's almost like I wish that was the norm instead of people saying, I've tried it for 4 weeks, it's not working.
Well, and I mean, not only that, but, you know, when you look at, so the way that people act on Pinterest, it's different. They're plan. I mean, we hear this all the time. People are planners on Pinterest. People are, you know, but it's so true. Like, we are starting to think about remodeling our kitchen, which makes me want to like,
you know. I've been there. I know.
But the first thing we did is my husband and I started a board that we decided to share together, right? So anytime we see something, we're going to start pinning it on there. That's the very beginning. But you know, we're not going to start actually buying for about a year.
Right.
You know, I mean, yep. Or, you know, six to 12 months. So what is important about that when we talk about the full funnel on Pinterest is be there when they need that inspiration. So they're saving those ads to their boards, right? And then be there again when they're making the decision to, okay, I am going to go with this pink tile. You know, the brown tile is not going to work out for this situation. The pink tile is what it is. So I'm keeping this pink tile, you know, pin or this ad on this board or whatever. And then when they can actually, when they have the financing, when it actually comes through where they're like, okay, this is it, I'm doing this now, then they order and that's the action. So when you think about it like that, you really can start to accept that people do act differently on Pinterest. Now, granted, when people are on Pinterest a lot, like I am, I mean, I shop a lot on Pinterest. So there are certain things that I do immediately, like when I'm retargeted with this particular pair of jeans I buy and I see that they have a new style and I'm like, oh, I want that. So I buy it right away. But I already know who that brand is. I already know their jeans fit me really well, you know? So in that case, I can buy right away. But most people are planning on Pinterest. So you have to keep that in mind. And it's hard sometimes to go, why does it take so long? But ultimately what we see is that when the people on Pinterest are more qualified to buy and they are in a place where they are more likely to continue to buy from you. So those stats we do have. The other thing is just, you know, I mean, in general, kind of realizing what your particular product is and how people buy your particular product or where it falls in that funnel, right? So like, are you inspiring them with your imagery and with your product or whatever? Or are you coming in when they're actually deciding to buy? Or are you like there, right there in their face when they're when they have their credit card out? You know, so you kind of have to like look at it like that. And when you think about it from that perspective, then you do realize, okay, I see why it takes time now, you know?
Right. And price point. I think that's a big one too, right? Like, what do they say? Anything less than like $50 is an easy yes. Anything over that, like people have to think about it. And especially when it comes to like remodel or doing something really big, people are going to wait and become like fact finders and they're going to gather all that information in order to purchase later. And I just think so many, especially e-commerce sellers, don't think about that. Like, we're so in the moment and wanting a sale, but how can we get the save? Like, I read that recently with Pinterest, especially when it comes to shopping, that they're really looking for the pinner to save as much as they can. because then it will give them more data and information about what they're interested in, because, you know, they acquired the platform, the Yes, and now they're leaning into that AI when it comes to shopping. So I'm curious too, how shopping ads will play out, you know, as we go into 2023. I mean, what else do you think about for the next year?
Yeah. So, you know, it's a little bit of a mystery to me this year, depending on how quickly, you know, those things happen. I mean, I do know that it looks like, you know, in 2023, they will have that, that Pinterest API. And so that'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, because that's going to be mid to late 2023. You know, there's new things coming out like modeled conversions. They're like kind of taking data that they have and they're going, we believe these conversions are primarily coming from Pinterest, you know, like things like that. And then with the enhanced match and then like automatic enhanced match and stuff like that, there's lots of ways that shopping can go. But ultimately, I think it's going to be pretty like tailored, you know? And so I think it'll be a better shopping experience for people who are actually shopping on Pinterest. So, you know, any like running ads and running campaigns right now up until then is going to be super smart. You're going to have a lot of data, right? And you're going to know already who your people are. And I think that it'll be, I don't know. I'm not sure what to think yet. It'll be interesting. I'm kind of like, I'm a creature of habit. I hate changes. Yeah. But for me too, it's kind of like, you know, I like to test things out for a while to see, you know, because I do teach hundreds of people how to, you know, manage their own ads. I really do like to try to get the best like testing and everything done prior to actually teaching about it. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm interested to see what, like, if the idea ads really, like, how those are really going to work. Right now, they don't seem to be converting as well. They seem more of like a consideration level ad. And so, there's a couple of things that we're testing right now, and it just seems like we like drilled into people's brains for so long. Like, you can't click out on idea pins, right?
Right.
And then now, like, oh wait, but an idea ad, which looks mm-hmm. totally the same as an idea pin, you can click out on. So I think it's confusing for the user. And so not as many people are clicking. They may not even think they can, you know? I think that's part of the reason they're not doing as well, but it'll be really cool to kind of see how those develop. I think that gone will be the days of just the static ad because of video and because of multi-frame, you know, advertising. I think people need more of a story or need more of an introduction into a brand in order to actually, you know, be interested. So,
right. Now there's lots of things happening. Well, Erin, I appreciate all of this. It's been even super insightful for me just to consider all the different types of ads, different types of funnels. And I know that, I had said in the beginning before we started about our holiday ads training that we have. Do you want to talk any more about that and what kind of spurred you on to create this holiday ads training?
Yeah, well, as you know, we have the Simple Pin Ad Society, and that is a Pinterest ads membership that I teach and instruct different brands, businesses, Pinterest agencies, VAs, whole group of different people on how to run ads on Pinterest. One of the things I realized is that people were getting really stuck in sort of like doing the same thing over and over. And yes, once you get the hang of ads, that's great. You know, it becomes easier for you to run ads, create them, study them, and do strategy for them and all of that. But I think people were missing that piece that we were just talking about, which is that people on Pinterest are planners. So when I was starting to talk about running ads for the holidays back in May, and everyone's like, "What are you talking about?" And I'm like, "Guys, we have to do this. People are planners. People are going to start, and it takes a little while to get, you know, your ad creatives made and your strategy done and your keyword research. And it takes a while to do that." So, you know, I realized that people were sort of missing that sort of front end opportunity on Pinterest, like, you know, advertising even in the summertime for holiday. Like it's time to start at that point. So I created this sort of basic 5 steps to create your holiday advertising and how to sort of do it the right way and the things not to miss. So we cover some five key elements that I think people miss a lot when they go into the holidays. And primarily what that is that we are missing that whole holiday moment on Pinterest. So, you know, that covers different keywords, different imagery, different messaging, different, you know, I saw a statistic the other day that when you use holiday messaging or moment messaging during those moments, you are like 70% more likely to get the conversion. So if you're running, like, let's say you just take your regular evergreen and you sort of switch up that messaging or what the ad looks like, or just, you know, any bits about it to kind of really meet that moment, you will be more likely to convert. And so I think people miss that. They take their product and they don't put it into any of these holiday categories, whether it be gift giving, entertaining, stocking stuffers, gifts for her, gifts for him, gifts, you know, there's so many different categories. And so it's trying to figure out which category does your product or offer fit into and how can you meet each one of those moments? And so that takes a lot more work. It takes a lot more effort and it takes more time. So we created this sort of, I think it's like a 20-minute training video, comes with a free download so you can kind of keep on track. And it's just really how to prep your ads for the holidays. So that's why I did it, because I was like, oh, not only if my members need help with this, a lot of other people are going to need help with this. So let's just do this. And it's totally free.
I love it. I love it. And you can go to simplepinmedia.com/304, where we will have the link, or you can just go straight to simplepinmedia.com/holidayads. Well, Erin, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate all your expertise behind the scenes, and I hope that this inspires someone who's listening to jump into ads and not really be afraid of them anymore, but see them as a really great way to leverage the sales of their products or getting more leads or whatever it is. So thank you so much for joining me today.
You are welcome. We'll see you next time.